When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where thousands of businesses get built with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to sell an ebook. An ebook is one of the easiest types of products to create and start selling right away. Nicole and I have sold ebooks in the past, and we're going to walk you through exactly how you could sell yours with clear-cut instructions and no confusion. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. You might be wondering, is there money in ebooks? Can I actually be selling ebooks and making a living off of it? The quick answer to that is, of course, yes. There are people that make a living off ebooks. One of the biggest examples is Brett Kelly, who's the author of Evernote Essentials. It's a guide on how to best utilize Evernote, which is a web application. And Brett's ebook sold so many copies and became so big, Evernote was like, we got to give this guy a job. He's an expert at this. And in fact, he does work for Evernote now. But the point is that he makes a living selling an ebook. And there's countless other examples of this. And I really like the idea of selling an ebook as your first product because it's not too much work to actually put together and it's easy to start selling it quickly. There's not a lot of fiddling around. Now, before I get into how we sold our ebooks and how you could sell yours, just know there are two ways to sell an ebook. One, you can sell it on your own platform, on your own website. That means you obviously create the ebook and then you actually sell and deliver your own ebook on your own site. Or you can use a third party like Amazon, where you can sell your ebook on the Amazon store. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to both, and I have a very strong opinion when it comes to choosing from the two. So let's jump right into it. The first step would be creating an ebook, just writing the actual ebook, creating it, and the easiest format to sell it on is PDF. And most of us have the software on our computer already to create PDFs. You can just write something in a Word document and then save as PDF. And then you would have to, you know, create a website with a sales page and start selling your ebook. Now, if you're selling your ebook on your own site, whatever revenue that you make off that sale is yours. No one else is getting a cut. Now, obviously, you're going to have to pay, you know, the small percentage of payment processing, but other than that, you take home everything else. Now, if I sell my book on Amazon as a PDF or a Kindle version, Amazon's going to take a hefty percentage. Now, what do I mean by hefty cut? Amazon's very convoluted about how much money you actually get from each sale that you sell on Amazon. Authors can get royalties between 35% to 70% of the sale price. So again, if you're selling a book for 10 bucks, then you get something between $3.50 or $7 on each sale. And it all depends on what kind of format you're selling it on. Kindle has a very convoluted way of doing it. They actually want to promote their Mobi format, so it opens in Kindle. You can upload your books on Amazon using other formats, including EPUB, HTML, or you know PDF. EPUB is the format that Apple uses for their iPads. And the royalties you make on those formats might be a bit different. So you're going to have to check out the Amazon site to see the details of how much royalties you would get because they're always changing. They change all the time. But the point is that you're not taking home all the money. You're going to take a portion of the money, as little as 35%. That's pretty low. But you are using their platform to sell. They will be delivering the product for you. You just, you know, upload the book and they will make sure that you know they collect the money and then send you the money and actually deliver the book to the consumer as well, which is pretty headache-free, but again, they are taking a big cut. The other issue with selling on Amazon is that books, especially ebooks, is very, very competitive. They're very competitively priced. A lot of them are under $10. Some of them are as low as $1.99. And a lot of people do this because they want to sell a lot of books and be a bestseller on Amazon. It's a little bit of a trick people do, but and that's why it's so competitive. So for you to kind of stand out in front of the crowd and be able to kind of sell, you're going to have to promote yourself. You're going to have to do a lot of self-promotion on your own site, which leads me to the point of why sell it on Amazon then? If you're promoting anyway, you might as well promote it and get people to buy it on your own site. And that way you can, you know, reap all the benefits. You can take home all the money. So I'm not really 100% for only going with selling on Amazon. I would recommend selling it on your site. And if you want to, you can also sell it on Amazon if you'd like. But I feel like you're going to be losing a lot of money. A lot of money is going to be lost when you're going to be sharing revenue with Amazon. So now that we know that I 100% recommend you self-publish on your own site and sell your product on your own site, let's jump into today's lessons, meat and potatoes. So you're going to publish your book. You're going to write it. You're going to put it in some sort of format, PDF, EPUB, Mobi. If you're on a Mac, I highly recommend that you use iBook Author. It's a free app that you can download. It's a free application you can download, and you can create eBooks in any format using iBook Author. If you're not on a Mac and you're just getting started, I would just create an ebook that would be in PDF format that you can sell. Most people can open things in PDF format. It's very easy to open on a browser or download and open up on your computer. So I'm not going to go through how to create or write an ebook. That's a different story. I'm going to give you a resource on how to do that, or a resource that helps you do that later on in the show. But the point is you're going to write your book, you're going to put it in a format, and now you got to sell it. So you're going to have to put a sales page together. Now, you could do this on your website using your own theme, or you can use a very easy kind of landing page, sales page tool called Lead Pages. And this helps you create landing pages for your website very quickly. If you're not a coder, if you're not a technical person, and you don't want to deal with any of that stuff, or you're not really familiar about creating great sales pages on your own theme, then I would use Lead Pages. It's not cheap. It's a monthly price or a yearly price, depending on the plan you take. But it'll help you get things going really quickly. So once you put your sales page together, you're going to need to be able to charge for this book and be able to deliver the book. And the tool we highly recommend to sell and deliver ebooks is Gumroad. Gumroad is a payment processor we talked about in the past that's really, really good at selling digital products like books, like ebooks. Gumroad is absolutely free to get started, and they only charge you when you make a sale. Now, they charge you 5% on every sale, along with a, I believe, 29-cent charge on every transaction. But they take care of not only charging the customer, collecting the money, and then paying you directly in your bank account or sending you a check in the mail, but they also take care of the delivery. So they deliver the ebook to the person's email, or after checkout on your website, they actually deliver the ebook so they can download it. So you don't have to worry about delivery. It's secure and it's easy. Plus, it looks gorgeous. It actually looks great on your site because you can just embed their little HTML code there, which brings out this overlay on your website where people can check out securely and get their ebook delivered automatically. So other than your ebook, your sales page, and Gumroad, a tool like Gumroad where you can actually charge and deliver your ebook, that's really all you need to do in terms of actually selling an ebook. Now, there are a few things that we recommend that you do on your sales page. One is you should offer a free sample or a free chapter of the book to your visitors and make it an email opt-in so they can opt in, and then after they opt in, they get a free chapter from the ebook, and it gives them a chance to get a taste of the ebook, what you can offer, and it also helps you communicate with them later on. You have their email now and you can send them a newsletter talking about the launch of the ebook or more details about the ebook. Another strategy we recommend that we've used in the past that really works is doing tiered pricing. Now, this is a strategy that we learned from a friend of ours, Nathan Barry. Nathan Barry is somebody that sold multiple ebooks and makes lots of money doing it. And that resource I talked to you about writing a book and actually, you know, publishing it, that's a book that he wrote. It's called Authority, and you could check that out at nathanberry.com. We'll put all the links in today's show notes. And you can reach the show notes at 100mba.net/mba94. Now, what Nathan recommends is doing tiered pricing, meaning that you offer more than one package. You know, just sell your ebook. You offer three packages. So you offer just the ebook. You can also offer the ebook plus maybe a couple of videos or interviews with experts in the field of what your ebook's about. And then the highest tier could be, you know, the ebook, the interviews, along with some video tutorials, or maybe another little checklist or a guide that comes with it. And you can tier the pricing that way. So you may want to sell your ebook for $29, just the ebook. You know, the second tier is $99, and the top tier could be $150. The interesting thing that Nathan does is that he puts the highest tier first, then the second one, and then the last one is just the ebook. and it allows people to choose something that's more comfortable to them. So now they're thinking, which package should I buy instead of, should I buy this book? When there's just one choice, it's like yes or no, instead of, oh, there's a few choices here, maybe I should get the middle one because that's a reasonable price and it's also got a few extra goodies. Also, if your book's about development, it's about professional development, some of these people that are purchasing these things are purchasing it through a company account, through their business, or maybe through their employer. The employer is allowing them to buy the stuff as a form of professional development. So they're not too price sensitive. They're willing to pay more. They're looking for more development, and they'd be willing to pay you the highest tier, maybe $150. Instead of just making $30 on the sale, you can make $150 on the sale. Nathan Barry goes into detail about this concept in his book, Authority. I would highly, highly recommend you checking it out. Again, the link will be in today's show notes. One more last tip. A lot of people ask, well, should I give a money-back guarantee on my books? I mean, they're going to download it. They're going to have access to it. And then I can't, you know, ask them to return it. What am I going to do? My answer to that is yes, you should have a money-back guarantee. You want to reduce risk as much as possible. And the thing is, you'll find out a lot of people will not return it. Most people will not return it. You'll have a couple will return it. Maybe they're, you know, not happy with it generally. And some people are just cheap. You know, they're just like, okay, I'll get something for free. But that's a cost you can bear because you're going to gain so many more sales because you're going to get people that are going to look to buy it and realize, oh, there's a money-back guarantee. I have nothing to lose. I should just buy the book. And if you write great content and you have great information in your book, then they'll be happy to pay for it and keep it. All right, guys, to wrap up, I highly recommend when selling your ebook to sell it on your own website, market it yourself, and collect all the money yourself. You don't have to pay anybody else. You can just take all the revenue. You're going to have to market it anyway. So self-publishing it and selling it on your own website is my advice, the smartest way to go. I know there's a lot of Amazon lovers out there, and I'm sure there's great success stories with that. But my advice is if this is your first product, your first ebook, then start with doing it yourself because this is great practice about building your brand, building your business, and being able to put something out there in the world and seeing if people actually want it and how much they'll pay for it. And ebooks are great because you create them once and then you can, you know, do a few updates, a few additions. But the point is, this is very residual. Again, guys, we got tons of links about this episode on today's show notes, so make sure you check that out at 100mba.net/mba94. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Both Nicole and I are really honored to have you. If you find the show useful, if you find that it's something that it's part of your day, we'd love to hear about it in an iTunes rating and review. You can drop us an iTunes rating and review anytime. It takes 2 minutes, and you can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. Everybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA. Also, to celebrate our 100th episode on December 8th, coming up real soon, everybody who's given us an iTunes rating and review up to that point enters a draw to win a $100 gift certificate. Funny, we're talking about Amazon today, but you can buy something from Amazon with that gift certificate to enter and win. You can learn more about that at 100mba.net/win100. Guys, I want to leave you with this. An ebook is a great way to get started in terms of your first product. And I say this because there are very little excuses. You can create an ebook, write it, publish it, and it doesn't have to be too long. A lot of ebooks are less than 100 pages. If the content's great, it's valuable, that's wonderful. And if you don't want to do the three tiers, no problem. Just put up the ebook and start selling your product. I've met a lot of entrepreneurs that are so afraid to sell something, and I understand that, but you have to break that seal. You got to sell something, earn a buck, and now you're in business. Now you actually have a business. That's one of the definitions of business, is making money, exchanging money for value. So if you're looking for your first product, I really recommend an ebook. It's one of the ones that you can find. It can be quite lucrative. At the same time, there's not so much time spent building it. All right, guys, I hope to check you in the next episode. Take care.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart Pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering? That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.